This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. This is Frank DiCarlo from RPR Graphics. I've been working with RPR for about 20-some-odd years. We work with creative teams to accelerate their process. We streamline creative operations by improving time to market with technologies and scalable production teams. We keep creatives doing what they do best, create. Want to keep them honest with their day-to-day and keep them away from menial tasks.
How are you involved with user adoption?
There's various ways in which new clients integrate with RPR workflows, and we're constantly coming up or involved with user adoptions. We start with a needs assessment process, making sure that creatives are staying on track and doing what they do best. Primarily don't want to be dealing with the day-to-day production. So that's where RPR helps out with providing scalable teams with things like masking, color correction, versioning, trafficking with newspapers and other medias, facilities management. We teach our scalable teams the freelance functions once, and then we just take those on. More and more, we're getting involved in DAM managers. DAM is digital asset management. In-house, being an own, our provider, our own in-house DAM manager functions and RPR cyberarians. Who wants to enter metadata? Who keeps the governance going? Who creates the list of attributes or privilege sets for different users or vendors using the system? These are all ways in which we are involved in different ways of user adoption and taking the in-house creative teams and giving them access to an outsourced solution. An extension of their production teams. Short story longer, we're consistently involved with making sure that users are adopting to new ways of doing things. A way in which we start off this process is context that I like to deliver, which is people don't like change, but they like new. And that's the approach. We're here to show you ways in which your life can be easier, and the ways that you've been working can be improved with just some new tools. You approach people with change and they just grumble. You give them a new set of tools and all of a sudden they're more interested and they're more likely to adapt it, to integrate it into what they're doing.
Frank, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The biggest wins have always been when we involve as many people as possible. And those people are the ones that are going to be using the systems or are the ones that are involved in those workflows. It might sound simple. It's not. It's that's the challenge. It's first getting the upper management enrolled and then getting involved with the actual users. From there, it's a lot of listening, getting the whole picture of who is doing what and what their role is in the process. Simple things, again, like metadata. You know, how are people searching for their digital assets? You might say cat. Is someone else looking for cat? Does kitten or a feline or cute, for example, come into the fold, and how people might be looking for something that has already existed. And they're spending a lot of time, and there's a lot of time and money in purchasing or creating those things. If it's already there, it's a matter of how you tag those things so that the people that are searching for them find them. And that's a lot of listening and understanding how it is that they're approaching these systems. Aside from that, it's applying the years of experience having to do with streamlining workflows with people that are sometimes get stuck in that's the way it's always been done. Well, maybe if we speak on what it is and the way in which you have been doing it, there might be some of the ways that we can look at this or some of the things that we can put into place that can help that process. You know, certainly downloading, you know, 100 CMYK images that are going to be used on the web and doing that over and over again. And that can be handled in a simple configuration push instead of converting them all via and then upload to WeTransfer or worse, you know, sending it flash drive. You know, there's other ways in which we can accomplish these tasks and free up a lot of time for creative operations.
And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Might seem like a simple answer, but for me, it's the whole thing. It's getting them interested in the product or service, addressing the how does it help me? You know, what scenarios can be created for that user to see what's in it for them? If they don't see the value in how it helps them, they're going to look at it as just more work. The what have you done for me lately sort of context. You know, show the benefit. The clearer you can show how someone's life becomes simpler or easier, the easier it will be to enroll them into adopting a new workflow. Remember, that might be different for different users. A creative might be asking for a logo. Well, you know, that already exists in the DAM. And searching for it under logo or drilling down on a taxonomy, you'll find a lot more. Another might be that someone needs an image of some children playing. Up until recently, maybe they only knew of a handful that existed and they were in a park. But a functioning DAM could yield many, many other images of children playing in different scenarios and environments that might lend better to what it is that they're looking to accomplish with that image. Maybe an older campaign that's been done by someone else before the new creative director came in that they can reference. Additional keynotes that they wouldn't even known had existed if they weren't able to find an earlier file or an earlier campaign to be referenced on.
And where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I would say other DAM users, other DAM managers, meetups, forums, LinkedIn groups, other DAM resources. You'll get more specifics there. Ask questions. People who are very very willing in the DAM community to answer any questions and are extremely helpful. If you get on YouTube or DAM vendor videos, you're going to get more of the how-tos and see how their product could be more useful for you. I would say get out there and make some relationships with other DAM managers and find out what they're doing, what their successes and failures have been. You know, continuing to advocate the product is really the most important thing. You know, our job is to continue selling the product internally. It's a concept that can be used for a multitude of things, but it's really important in the DAM environment and with DAM managers, with people that are becoming new users. The job isn't just about the governance and making sure that things are tagged correctly or in the right folder structure. It's beating that DAM drum and making sure that everybody understands how it can benefit them and why it is that DAM is so important in workflows and helping streamline, saving time in the market.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.